The next person signed up is Tom Webb III.
Mr. Webb, please.
Right. Yeah. Got a couple things to talk about. 9/11 first. So the anniversary of that dreadful event was Sunday, 21 years. I think we should definitely honor the first responders and never forget the great amount of death that occurred. But it's that event is loaded with twists and turns and intrigues, and I don't think the full story has been told. A lot of other people don't either. Architects and engineers have looked into this thing. There is a website where you can find some of that. I'm not sure about it. I don't use a computer, but I've heard about it. So all these years, they have been trying to figure out what happened and convince people that we don't have the truth. So we're more distrustful of government than we were 21 years ago. I think much more distrustful, with good reason. So I'm not going to tell you what happened, what brought down the Twin Towers. But I will tell you something about Building 7. It was across the street, and it wasn't hit by a plane. It's 47 stories high, a very big building, almost as long as a city block. Supposedly, it housed information that would have been used in prosecution of various financial crimes and maybe other things, all gone now, of course, buried in the rubble. But Building 7 was owned by Larry Silverstein, and he leased Twin Towers. So there is a connection. The Building 7 stood for 7 hours after the Twin Towers went down. It had a little bit of fire in it, probably some debris from the Twin Towers, knocked out some windows and introduced a little bit of fire. According to this little book, they were about like office fires. They weren't great, huge, raging infernos. So Building 7 stood and stood and stood and then finally collapsed on its own foundation, just like a demolition would. So the question is, of course, what happened? And I'd say it's the handle on the whole thing up there. If Building 7 was actually rigged to go down that afternoon, then what happened to the Twin Towers? There are people who say there are little puffs of smoke coming out of the side of the Twin Towers as the floors fell. That is what they call squibs. It's charges that break beams. So there are people who say that the Twin Towers were actually brought down by demolition. I don't know, but there's so much intrigues about it that it's likely that we have not gotten the truth yet. And Building 7, there's no real explanation of why it went down. It was not hit by a plane. This book is put out by the University of Alaska Engineering Department. There was a government investigation of Building 7 and why it collapsed 7 years after the event. Funny, there's a lot of sevens in this. So the National Institute of Standards and Technology studied it, and their conclusion was that fire did bring down Building 7. That it was enough fire in there to cause some beams to expand and pop rivets, and that Building 7 leaned a little bit and then it fell in. But the University of Alaska went back and looked at all that information, and here it is. Diagrams and calculations. They went at it really hard, and their conclusion was fire did not bring down Building 7. They did not say what it did. I would assume they were afraid to say what it was. It doesn't leave much that you could say would have brought a building down that way if it wasn't fire. What was it? It was demolition, more than likely. That's just my little Tom Webb conclusion. I guess that's enough about that. The other thing I wanted to talk about is this monstrosity. I'll hold this up so if anybody happens to be looking over my head, they can get a look at it. It's approximately 0.2 million words, diagrams, information about us and how to manage us. It's called a comprehensive plan. It's the one that we're under right now. The poor people of Kershaw County, they don't know what a comprehensive plan is. They never heard of it. They certainly don't know what's in it. I would say, as I was a kid, there used to be a radio program that came on, and one of the things they said to introduce the program is, who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? So nobody here probably ever heard of that but me. Well, maybe a few of you older gentlemen. But I would say, what evil lurks in the 0.2 billion words in a comprehensive plan? It's a way to manage us without us even knowing what happened to us. It's bad enough that we get time after time, month after month, we get new ordinances that we're supposed to accept. But this thing comes at us like a storm, like a snowstorm of words and paper dropped on our heads. And a lot of it, I guess, is good, but it's like so many things that might be good, a two-edged sword. If the angels were in charge, it would be a good thing. But if devils were in charge, it's a bad thing. And I think a lot of us are seeing an awful lot of devils these days. So I wish that you would ban this 10-year plan. 10-year plan. It sounds like something the Soviet Union used to do. 10-year plans and 5-year plans to manage us. I wish you would ban this 10-year plan. But if you can't, if it's mandated, there might be a way to get a real good bargain. It seems that council has hired an outside firm to give us a comprehensive plan. And who knows what evil lurks in their hearts. Even will it be all from this country? Will Brussels be involved? How many rules and regulations that come from other states? It's an abomination. So I wish you would ban this 10-year plan. And if you have to, if it's mandated, get a really good bargain and get another firm to do it that's much cheaper. And maybe even you could get an individual to do it. And he would do it really cheap. And it would be good for us, for all of Kershaw County. I wish you would get Jeff Maddox to do it.
Thank you, Mr. Webb. Mr. DeBose, who's next up, please?
Nick Burton signed up with Jeff Maddox.
Mr. Maddox, you can't get all out.
Thank you, Tom. Yeah, that's good.